the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Tonight, joined by one-third of the Midday Show, Frank Kramer's here, man. Nice to see you, dude.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing excellent, man. Thanks for coming in.
I know. I was going to. I was home, and I...
Didn't feel well?
Well, after I looked at my portfolio.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I was like, I thought, it's either kill myself or go on Tim's show tonight.
I know. It's amazing.
You're just above suicide for me.
I know. It really is sick, isn't it? But misery does love company. So if you want to call us up and tell us how much you lost and what's happened to you over the last week, either with the stock market or maybe your job, or perhaps you lost money in your property like I did this week. Again, misery loves company. When you get fired, you love talking to the other guys that got fired, not the guys that have the jobs. But, all right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. Tell us how you got whacked this week with the stock market down, the worst week in the history of the stock market. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I'm really lucky because I was going to get one of those college funds early for like my daughter who's 11 now.
Right.
I was like, I'll start and I'll just pay for college now. And I was going to do that. And I was talking to a financial advisor and I forget what the thing is called, like a 526 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, right, yeah.
And I was just going to dump, you know, basically her entire college education to be paid for. I'd be done with it going, yeah.
Right.
And I didn't do it. And I left my money in a money market.
Uh-oh.
So I'm fine.
Oh, that's good?
It stayed there.
And oh, great.
It didn't drop out because I didn't throw it all into the stock market.
Oh,
that was
your
whole college fund.
Excellent.
And I would have lost my ass.
Yeah.
So I did luck out a little bit. But yeah, I lost a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, in this month, probably 40 grand.
Yeah, I lost $35,000 this week.
I know.
You know, and I'm thinking
this
myself.
This is a track, but how was the stock market for you?
Yeah, thank God I didn't have anything in the market. I really would have got killed. But I had conservative investments. I mean, you know, really low-level investments that are, you know, not aggressive, just sort of safe investments, and those all still went in the toilet. And lost money on a piece of property I have in Oregon and my house in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
I figured it all out this afternoon just because I wanted to get a little depression going.
No doubt. You want a drink tonight.
Well, it was a nice day. It was like a nice fall day in the valley. And I'm thinking, well, this is beautiful. This is why people live in Southern California. Wonder how I can get a little depression. Oh, okay, I'll figure out how much money I've lost.
How can I ruin this day?
And I did. I've lost almost $34,000 and change this week. And I thought to myself, and I said to my wife, I said, you know, we should have gone to Vegas. I should have taken everything we had, you know, sold everything, including the house, and gone to Vegas for $35,000. The Bellagio would put you up in a suite.
Yeah.
They'd pay for all the meals. They'd pay for her massages. They'd have somebody babysit my daughter. They would leave me alone at the craps table. And in a week, I could have either made 70 grand or lost 35. But I certainly would have had a great goddamn time in Vegas doing it.
And she said, hell no. I mean, she'd rather go with the stock market losing everything than you in Vegas getting massages.
Yeah, it was a bad week. But so this is what's odd about this week, though. It comes to the end of the week. And my wife said, what do you want to do for your birthday? My birthday's coming up on Monday. I said, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit around and watch ball games on Sunday. She said, well, how about if, she goes, I put a little money away. How about if we, you know, go to one of these Indian casinos, stay overnight and, you know, gamble and, you know, and drink like the old days. And I said, all right, well, let's, you know, that wouldn't be bad, like on a Saturday night. Yeah, slide down to Apollo or one of these casinos. Everywhere is booked. In this economy. The economy's in the toilet. The stock market had the worst week. And you can't find a room anywhere.
So what does that mean? People are going to the casinos.
I guess people are still gambling.
Because they're freaking out? Are they trying to win it back? Are they chasing?
I guess so. You know, or maybe it's people who didn't have money in the stock market. Or they want to get away from, you know, the craziness, the election, and the stock market. And they slide into these casinos. But everywhere was booked. Everyone we checked, you know, this Saturday night was completely jammed. Unbelievable.
What are you going to do now for your birthday?
I don't know. Sit around and watch you know, my money float away. But that's the same way. I took my daughter to Disneyland last week for her birthday on Saturday. And I figured with this economy, Disneyland would be,
empty,
a breeze.
Yeah.
Right. No. About 40 or 50,000 people. Made the mistake of, and this is not, don't send me emails. I got enough this week with the emails. But I ended up going there on Saturday. And I'm in line with my daughter, and I see the guy in front of me. He has a shirt on, a red shirt, and says, I'm HIV positive, right?
Yeah. Well,
that's an interesting selection for Disneyland. way to keep yourself out of the game for getting laid at Disneyland. And it turned out it was Gay Day at Disneyland.
Oh, really?
It's officially Gay Day at Disneyland.
That's an annual thing, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't know that. I mean, what are the odds that I popped down there on Gay Night?
Yeah, what are the odds, fag?
Yeah. First time I've been there with the family.
Fantastic.
They're like, Timmy, let's go this way, honey.
Yeah, right. Yeah, everybody. Everyone said, well, hey, Conway. Oh, they must know me from the radio show. They must have recognized my voice from the radio show. Hey, Conway, you want to go on this ride again like we did last year? That wasn't me, fellas. That was the old me, fellas. Please. But an interesting choice for a lot of people. All the gay people wore red. And, you know, red shirt or red pants or whatever.
Is that by coincidence?
No, it's designed that way.
I was like,
yeah. So you could see the guys that are there with their two kids and their wife from Iowa, and they just happen to be wearing a red sweater that day. It's a real bad choice.
It's the family that all dresses alike.
Right,
the kids
exactly.
are in red.
Yeah, everybody's in red. Like, well, look, even the gay kids are gay. Look at that.
They probably did that so, like, if we ever get lost, look for a red sweater.
Right.
See if red.
Yeah, it's like when you tie a red bow on your black luggage. You can always go, oh, there's mine over there. But you know, even like the babies in the store. Rollers had red on. I'm like, is that baby gay? That baby is only like 4 months old. Is that baby gay?
Yeah, you're born gay.
Is that baby?
That baby look gay coming
is that,
out.
Is that little baby boy having sex with other baby boy? Is that right? That's sort of young.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Disneyland was packed.
He came out with it tucked under. They thought he was a girl at first. He was just fruit bowling. So they put the red sweater on him then.
Right. So I'm looking. It's like going into a Target. Have you ever been to a Target where you're wearing red?
I can't afford Target anymore.
And somebody taps you on the shoulder and goes, excuse me, where's the toothpaste? Get the hell out of here.
You have the khaki pants on, your red golfing shirt, going in there to pick up some balls.
Right, yeah. Hey, excuse me, sir. Where are the DVDs? Get the Christ away from
me. Do you actually say get away from me? Do you fake it sometimes?
No, I help them out.
Yeah.
I've been there long enough where I know where crap is.
Right,
yeah,
this
follow
way,
me.
Ma'am.
Yeah. I hate the follow me in these stores. You know, you say to them, hey, where's the, what aisle can I find bacon on in this market? Oh, follow me. I'm like, we don't need to walk over there together. I'm pretty good at numbers. If you could just tell me what aisle maybe it's on. No, I'll walk with you. I'm like, then you walk behind the guy. You feel like an a-hole.
No, I feel important.
Really?
I'm like, I got an escort in Target. I look around at the other Target shoppers going, you don't have this. Look at this guy's walking me around the store. I'm somebody.
And then the guy will sit there and enjoy your selection. Like, oh, that's very good. That's a good one there. That Oscar Mayer's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. I'm like, oh, please. All right. If you lost an S-load of money, Vegas would have been a better bet this week. But, I mean, look at the bargains that are out there, though. The company we work for, CBS, a stock that last, I think in February, was up to $32 or $33, is now at $8.10. You can buy a piece of CBS for $8.10. I think it's a good buy.
Yeah, I think it is, too. With shows like this.
Yeah, look at this.
I mean, this is a bargain right now.
Yes. $8.10. And, I mean, this company owns, you know, they own VH1, I believe, MTV. Showtime, the Comedy Network, Paramount Studios. I mean, there's a lot of things
there. The John and Jeff Show.
Yeah, they own the John and Jeff Show. And you can get a piece of the John and Jeff Show for $8.10. It's about $2 an hour for the show. Maybe a dollar a piece. All right. If you've look at this. Here's another one.
How many Asian women can you get for a dollar?
Only 3 Asian women in Thailand for $1.
Yeah, now's the time to go to Thailand. But Ford Motor Company is at $1.99. If you have $2, you can buy a share of Ford Motor Company.
So no one can buy a car right now, or no one's buying a car.
I don't know. I guess nobody's buying the cars.
Then you go out and you see people buying stuff. You go to the mall, it's still packed.
It's still packed. Disneyland is still packed.
Are people just walking around?
I don't know what's I think what people are doing is
they
don't want
to look poor, so they just go to the mall and walk around.
Exactly. They're in such tremendous denial that this is happening that they're going to take the money out there and spend these credit cards. And, you know, they're already in a hole. They might as well keep digging.
I feel bad for that poor bastard who has the wife who's still spending like it's,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
when it was
like
good.
Go-go 80s.
And she spent too much then, you know, right. And now she has no concept of the market. She just goes out and she still needs her,
yeah,
her bags and her shoes.
Absolutely happening.
And he just wants to kill her.
Yeah, and you know what? Take and there's going to be the guy in Porter Ranch who wiped himself out, three kids, the wife, mm-hmm. and the mother-in-law. And we were speculating on who caught it first. Don't you think the mother-in-law? I mean, if you're going to wipe out your family, I think I would attack the mother-in-law
Definitely.
First.
Yeah.
Or do you want to attack the family and put her through the pain of seeing the family wiped out? I don't know. I mean, those are the questions you think about when you're going to sleep
first
at night.
Mother-in-law.
Is that right?
Definitely.
And then the kids?
No, then the wife.
I can't believe the kids bought it. I mean, what an a-hole this guy is.
He said that was more honorable to kill his whole family than just himself.
I know. Well, what a crazy culture he grew up in.
And he was renting that house in Porter Ranch.
Yeah. How about trying to rent that one out now? I mean, you own that house. You're like, hey, you guys want to move in? We have to mark that down just a bit here. Yeah.
Now,
six
in
people
this
died.
Room... You got to explain every death, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're walking through the house on the tour, it's... Well, yeah.
What happened here?
Room, the mother-in-law.
Right.
We suspect she was first.
Yeah, we're going to knock off the $50 deposit for this room. This is where the wife bought it. All right, Marty in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Great.
All right.
Well, actually, not great. Maybe what I have to say will make you guys feel better. Within the last week, my portfolio is down $200,000.
$200,000 in a week?
In a week.
Holy Christ.
And it's not, and it's good stock I own. It's not nothing, it's valuable stock, but.
What's the lion's share of that portfolio?
Apple.
Oh, that's
I thought Apple went up.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good stock still.
It was at 1.205.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, it took a nosedive, and then most of my stuff is in tech and some in pharmaceuticals, and they're in good, it's good stock, but. Because of the financials, they dragged everybody down.
Right. Well, also the rumor.
Not helping.
The rumor at Macintosh that what's his name died. That probably didn't help you out either.
Yeah. It was a rumor.
He looks like a sick son of a bitch.
Yeah,
though.
He does.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
See at Disneyland with that sweater on?
I don't know what's going on with the guy.
But you know, he runs a good company. It doesn't matter what company he was at, I'd buy stock in it.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, you know, Macintosh, nobody ever complains about owning a Macintosh computer.
No, not at all.
Nobody. The only people who complain are people like me who have a PC, and every time you turn it on, you just pray that it comes on.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
You pray that it's not over today.
But the thing is, everybody is hoarding their money right now, and nobody, you can't even get a car loan.
Yeah, what do you recommend on all the stocks, if you had to give us one tip?
God, I've been looking at GM at $2.
We're asking a guy who just lost $200,000 this week for a tip?
Yeah.
It was like back when Chrysler.
No, GM is at $489 right now.
I thought it was like at $2.
No, that's Ford.
Plus Ford.
Ford is at $1.99.
But it's Ford. Because you can't go. Any of the they're not going to let Ford, who's been in business for so long, go under.
Yeah, I had that philosophy with Mother's Cookies. How'd that turn out? All right, buddy. I'm sorry that happened to you, Marty.
Hey, you know what? We can all hang in together.
Yeah, we'll all just have a big misery party.
Exactly.
All right, keep drinking. Enjoy yourself.
Misery stories aren't the same without drinking.
No.
I mean, once he really started bellyaching, I checked out.
Yeah. Now, did you see this, by the way, in the news that Mother's Cookies went out of business?
No.
Yeah. Yesterday was the last day.
Did your Iceland went out of business?
Yeah, the country. And the Russian stock market closed. It's over. But Mother's Cookie, they've been around since what, the 50s? How long has Mother's Cookies been around? Do you know? You look that up? All right, there he goes.
Are they soft batch kind of things? Are they hard?
They're the ones you see in the market that have like the purple, pink, and white sort of awning. And they're the carnival cookies,
okay,
the animals that are iced over. And they have a ton of different cookies that they have. But they went out of business yesterday. They closed up shop. I mean, that's what I've been eating since I was a child.
People stopped eating cookies?
I guess so. I guess the prices went up on their ingredients, and they said, F it, and they closed it down.
Well, Hershey's had to change an ingredient, didn't they? They took out the cocoa or...
Did they?
And put in something else, and fat people were complaining because Hershey's changed the recipe. They were. They were like marching out in front of the Hershey plant. Boom, 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 boom. Put the cocoa back in. They were pissed.
Where are you in your life where you're getting on a plane to go join that march? You know?
I mean, hey, Tim, I got to take Monday off. I got to join this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Laura in Northridge. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Well, I just called to thank you because I was so depressed until I heard how much money you lost. And now I'm thinking I'm not doing so bad.
Thank you, baby.
So thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, take care. That's the only way I can make women happy. The only way I can satisfy women is tell them how much money I lost. Let's talk to Dan in Encino. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
What
up? How'd you get killed?
Tommy.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I had a miserable week. Miserable week. Lost about 45 grand.
Oh, man. And what tanked it for you?
You know what? I'm spread out through like four or five different mutual funds, about four or five different individual stocks, and they all tanked. I mean, I'm even in Berkshire Hathaway. That was down like 10 or 15% this week.
Jesus Christ. If you had pulled all your money out Friday of last week, you'd have saved yourself 45 grand?
Yeah, easily.
Man, it's so unbelievable.
That's how people lose in Vegas or playing poker.
They pull out too quickly?
You're saying pull out now because you'll save 45 grand looking backwards.
Right.
Yeah. So people are pulling it out, but they shouldn't pull it out right now. Leave it there.
I don't know if you should pull it out.
Don't get scared and pull it out thinking you're going to save 45,000 bucks.
Yeah, I guess if you don't need the money for what, the next 5 years?
You don't lose it until you sell it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I heard the guy Kramer on TV on MSNBC saying don't pull any money out of the stock market right now that you need in the next 5 years. I'm like, that's every penny of mine. I don't have money that I'm going to need in 12 years from now. I got money I'm going to need tomorrow.
Yeah, 5 years of money.
Yeah, 5 years of money. Some people have 5 years of money. I don't have 5 years of money, you know?
Not where I live. I don't have 5 years of money. I think
I have 7 months of money.
If you had to sell your house right now, would you lose anything?
I'm down 50 grand on my
50
house.
50 grand on the house?
Yeah.
I'm down about 150.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you're down 150 less than what you paid for it.
Yeah, I think so.
See, now is the time. Do you have earthquake insurance?
Yeah.
Cancel that.
Really?
Yeah, because if your house implodes, you just give it back to the bank. You're not going to rebuild it and lose 150 grand. That's my advice. It may not be great, and I wouldn't take it because I'm not the best financial advisor.
Write that down. And
yeah, but
map
think.
It out.
Yeah, think about it.
Like, all right, earthquake.
Earthquake insurance.
150,000.
But yeah, I'm down 50 grand on my house. And so if an earthquake comes by and it demolishes it, I give them the deed and I go, hey, it's yours. You know, not mine anymore. Not my problem.
So you have no equity in the home?
I have no equity in the home.
Okay.
But you have equity still in the home?
Yeah, I do.
See, I have none.
It sucks.
I have none.
Yeah.
I have no equity in the home. I had at one point, I figured this out. I had $260,000 of equity in the house. And now I'm underwater by 50 grand. But what am I going to do? You know, if I sold the house and I pulled out the $200,000 2 years ago, I would have blown that in rent, or I'd have bought a bigger house that I would have gotten killed in anyway. You know, because when you rent a place, I would have to have rented a place for $3,000. When you got a wife and a kid, you got to, you know, you got to spread out. You can't all be in a $800 apartment. So I had to spend $3,000 a month with no tax breaks. And that would have cost me $36,000 a year plus, again, no tax break. So that's a real hard $36,000. In 4 or 5 years, you chew that money up anyway.
Yeah, my buddy made such a ballsy move. He, him and his soon-to-be wife had an apartment condo type thing, townhome.
Right.
And she owned the place. And so they sold that top market price and moved in with his mother.
Oh, man.
And they lived there.
That's the way
for
to go.
Like over a year, year and a half, living with his mom. And he's 38 years old with a wife and a baby.
And a kid?
And a kid.
Wow.
Moved back home with his mom. And because he was saying, I think the market's going to go down. And he played it out. He started renting a house for another year.
Wow.
And right now, he's in the position to buy. And he called it perfectly.
Jesus Christ.
But he had to live with his mother for a year and a half.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't do that.
I would live with my mother,
but I wouldn't live with my mother-in-law. For a year and a half. I don't think my wife...
She's too much like your wife?
She's a very lovely lady. I don't want to start any troubles. But I don't think I could stand to live with her for a year and a half. As a matter of fact, when we go up to Oregon, she only lives an hour north of where we go in Oregon. And between you and I hope nobody's listening right now, if you know what I mean, I don't make the drive.
Jesus Christ.
Hour and a half.
It's an hour, yeah.
Oh, it takes you longer to get here from your house to work every day.
Yeah. It's 1 hour from where we go in Portland.
She must be a
to my wife's house, and I don't...
just a joy.
I don't drive. I don't drive up there. I'm sorry. Whoever's listening, I apologize, but I don't make that move. All right, we got to take ourselves a small break. Misery loves company. The stock market, the worst week in the history of the stock market. So if you got effed, call us up here. We'd love to wallow in your misery. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Frank Kramer joins us for the evening. And it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, joined by Frank Kramer from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, the number one rated talk show in all of Los Angeles and midday.
I'd even say the world, Tim.
Is that right?
I'd say.
Look at that, man.
We're kicking ass.
Every time
one
you guys...
One more year, then they're kicking us out.
You're gone next year?
That was our big announcement at our birthday bash. This last time I was on your show, was promoting that.
Right.
And the big announcement was that the three of us signed up for one more year.
Wow. Oh, boy. And then where do you go?
I don't know.
To Frosty's place and do the show?
Pretty much. Frosty's living room. We'll probably alternate living rooms.
Well, I'll be there. I got till.
We'll all be there, I think.
I got until June of next year. And then I might have a...
This is the think tank every day at Tim's house. All of us sitting on the couch.
I might have a prolonged July 4th weekend. All right, let's talk to Charlie on the 405. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm not doing so well, fellas.
What happened to you?
Anybody. Well, before any of this ever happened, over the last 2 years, I live up in Santa Clarita where we saw a good appreciation on our homes. And as of 2006, I'd say my home, I could have gotten about $800 for my home.
Right.
I looked at the comps last week. I think I'd be lucky to get $425 at this point. So that's a $375,000 drop in equity on the house.
What'd you pay for it?
Well, I got in early. I got in 1999, so I'm still okay. I bought it at like $3 million. So, but then, about 2-3 weeks ago, whenever all the,
In 99, you brought it for $3 million? How big is the house?
It's like a 2,600 square foot home.
Where is it?
Santa Clarita. In Santa Clarita, up by Valencia. Yeah.
Yeah, I looked up there. I looked
75.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. now you can get a 5,000 square foot home for about $500,000.
Yeah, I looked up on Copper Hill or Copper Mountain, whatever that place is up there.
Yeah, yeah. And now I got slammed on my 401k too. On top of that, like 2 weeks ago, doing okay, work for Disney, had about 130 in the 401k, and then now lost about 40 on that too. So
what are you doing to cut back, Charlie? Since you've lost half of everything.
Well, it's so sudden. I haven't done anything yet. But now I think going into the new year,
the hookers are going to get uglier.
No, I have a theory they get better looking. Yeah,
I guess so.
Because they need the money.
Yeah, I have
a theory that, all right, Charlie, we thank you for calling. I have a theory that strippers and hookers get better looking during a recession because they need the money more than they do when times are good.
Or the hot chick gets laid off, can't find a
job. Yeah,
she goes
slide into Skirmer Rhino, man.
Good theory.
Yeah, thank you very much. But, that's a great area, like Valencia. The nice thing about Valencia, though, is even if you lose like 30 or 40% of what you have, you're still sending your kids to public school out there, which are sensational.
Yeah.
And that'll pay off in the long run. So I wouldn't, worry too much about that. The people I feel bad for, the people who live in Los Angeles, they lose 50% of what they have. Or 40%, and then they still have to send their kids to private school because LAUSD is a rat's nest.
Yeah, that's got to be killing people right now.
Yeah.
Or even daycare.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That doesn't go down, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't go down at all.
You pay for that?
No, my wife sits at home.
And
I'm at home during
the
day,
too. She doesn't do much, does she? Yeah.
Yeah. So we...
Her and Farty should get together and they could just lay around.
Yeah, right. Now, you have your 11-year-old.
11-year-old
daughter. Yeah, so the 11-year-old can come over and babysit. What the
hell? There we go.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to John and Yorba Linda. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
So my question is, I'm just looking to go into the stock market.
Good luck.
I know lots of things are pretty low as of now. And I just wanted to ask, you said that CBS is selling shares for $8.10, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to get a second opinion on this. You know, I don't
CBS?
Have
CBS?
Yeah.
Well, I can't. I don't know how much I can, you know, convince you. I mean, I work for the company, so I can't really, you know.
Did we have to just take that ethics business
yeah.
thing of conduct?
I don't know how much I can tell you about
to,
that. You know, I can't tell you to buy it, but I can just tell you the price is $8.10, and February is at $32, so you figure it out.
Did GM go up? Because I've heard last night that it was about $5 a share.
Yeah, it's at $4.89. It was $4.89. It was at $87, and it's all-time high.
Yeah, okay.
Starbucks is even hurting. Starbucks is $11.
People are cutting back.
Yeah.
Man.
Look at that.
That's why I'm saying all the hookers getting uglier. Because,
all right, thanks, John.
Like, say, John and Charlie here, who've lost a lot of money. Or
right.
John doesn't have any money. That they can't afford the hookers.
Oh, I see.
So he's got to go down a level.
Ah.
So really, everyone drops down a level. The guy who lost money, he's still getting high-priced hooker because she had to drop down, too.
Right. Yeah, so you're right. The guys who are spending $5,000 a weekend or a night on hookers now have to go down to the $700 hookers.
Yeah.
And the guys who were going $350 have got to go down to the $100. And the guys who were doing the streetwalkers now just have to masturbate.
Pretty much.
Yeah. They can't afford that. But that's what is a streetwalker nowadays, Randy?
It's about 75.
$75?
Yeah, 25 for oral.
Wow. Good to know.
Sunset Boulevard.
What a break to have Randy pull up on you.
Is that a woman, Randy?
Well,
it doesn't matter, I guess, huh?
You don't find out till the end.
That's the twist.
Yeah, it's a surprise. Randy, it's a grab bag out there.
Randy rolling up. What kind of car do you drive? Like a CRX?
My Honda CRV.
Oh, man.
I can fit four of them in there.
Here comes that CRV and Randy with the pocket full of 20s, man. Oh, boy.
But yeah, strip clubs, I agree. That the girl who doesn't want to go and just be a hooker, she's going to go down the strip club because she can't get a job being a secretary.
Yeah. My wife has volunteered. We used to pay a young lady to come by the house once a week for $80 to, you know, straighten up. And my wife does that now. We've even cut back on that. I've cut back on...
So the couch is clean.
Yeah. I've cut back on bottled water. And I've also cut back on trash cans. You know, with the city of L.A., if you can have a green trash can, a black trash can, and as many blue ones as you can fill up. They don't care. And for every additional trash can, I think they charge you like $30 a month or $25 a month. And so I used to have like three green ones, four black ones. They were all just sitting there. So I gave them all
recycling?
Back. Gave them all back to the city.
Are you just throwing everything in your blue cans?
I just all goes in the neighbor.
Sort it.
The neighbor's
in the
can.
Neighbor's cans.
Because we got this lady who lives next door to us who's 89. She is not producing a lot of trash because I think she you know, is down to eating you know, a cup of soup a day. And so we fill up her trash can, you know. And she even said, knock yourself out.
Okay.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. All right, let's talk to, how about Sergio in San Bernardino? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What up, guys?
Hey.
How you guys doing tonight?
All right, man.
Hey, I don't really know about the stock market. Really don't care. Yeah. But I was calling to say, Frank Army.
Hey, Sergio.
Like your show now, Tim, a lot better that you guys got rid of that one jerk.
Arsenio?
No.
You go, dog!
Mr. Tom Likas Jr.
Oh, no, he's fine, dude. Let's not pile on that guy. I mean, he's...
that's
you know.
Why you kept him on talking so long. You didn't know where he was going with that, did you, Tim?
I had no idea.
Oh, let's not pile on.
Hey, hang up
30
on that
seconds
guy.
For him to answer. You know, that one guy.
I didn't know where he was going with that. See if we can get him back on and hang up on him again.
I'm right. Quitting.
Greg and Vernon, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, how you doing? Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, I'm no financial guru or anything, but...
get out of here. Come on.
But me and my wife, we work in the same place. She works in the morning, and I work at night. Well, we only see each other during the high and by of work, but...
What do you do?
I'm a security, and she's a dispatcher.
Oh, all right.
So, we're trying to pay the bills, but we live in a rented apartment in Oman and all that good stuff. But anyway, our rent was due.
Sounds like you get everything together.
Yeah, trying. And our rent was due, and what we had to do was get one of those cash advances.
You
know, so we could pay our on our measly little two-bedroom apartment.
Right.
And I went in the morning because I have the mornings off, and I went, and they denied me. And then when she went just a few hours ago, they denied her.
So how much do you need?
Well, we need like about $600 more.
$600?
Yeah, to all cover right. the $1,200. So I was like, does that have anything to do with the stock market or anything like that?
I don't know. I mean, have you tried to take a bite out of those cash advance services before?
Real emergencies, because I don't like to get in the hole on nothing. But
right,
they deny on two different places. You know, because there's one on every corner around here. But
I think the interest is pretty aggressive with those things too. I know that some of those things where you get a cash advance, uh-huh. you borrow like $1,000, $2,000, the interest is up to like 86%.
But do those places want better credit now?
I think so. I think
maybe your credit sucks.
Yeah, I think nobody's lending money.
I don't. Our credit is really not that bad.
What is it?
Our credit?
Yeah.
Like my wife is like 6, probably like 70 or something.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And excuse did they give you for denying you?
They said that we haven't worked there long enough.
How long have you worked there?
I've worked here for like about 6 months, and she's been here for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know the excuse she gave me because she called me about a couple hours ago, and she was crying, getting her fake eye, throwing it at cars, and I don't know what else she was doing.
Wait, I'm sorry, getting her what?
She was getting her fake eye and throwing it at cars. She was pretty pissed off.
She took out her fake eye.
Yeah,
and threw it at a car.
Yeah,
no way.
She was pretty pissed. She was pretty pissed. They denied me, and how are we going to pay the rent and all that good stuff? So I'm like, oh man.
You know, I actually get that a lot driving through Vernon. I've had that happen to me before.
Yeah,
these crazy chicks are throwing their fake eyes at me.
670.
they're biting dogs with their dentures, huh?
How did she lose the headlight? I mean, was it an accident?
No, I'm just BSing.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, put it up.
Well, I mean, you were so down and out, I thought for sure maybe the old lady had a glass.
I swallowed the hook.
Yeah, we might as well make it all the way trailer.
Oh, man. Hey, so are they going to kick you out of the apartment?
I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. But
well, can you borrow money? You know how to borrow money on the street?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. But yeah. That would, you know.
10% interest a week?
Yeah.
What's your old lady look like?
I'm going to have to go jam some of the relatives.
Yeah. What's your old lady look like, Greg?
She cute? Looks all right. You know that, some people have told her, you ever see that movie Juno?
Yeah.
With that little pregnant teenage girl? Uh-huh.
She looks like the mountain?
She looks a little bit like her, but more in her 30s.
I can see Juno stripping.
Yeah. All right.
Easy.
Well, I'm just saying you need the money. We were just saying people need money. You go to strip club.
Hey, Greg, we're going to give you something here. It's not going to help you with the rent, but it'll take your mind off it for one night.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
A hockey night out. Yeah.
Oh,
take the lady in her glass eye.
That's right. I didn't expect nothing like that. All right.
We're very giving here. Hold on one second. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see the Kings versus the Vancouver Canucks on the 30th. Plus, you're going to get a pair of nachos. I'm not sure what that means. A couple of drinks.
A pair of nachos?
Yeah, it says a pair of nachos.
Jesus Christ.
Is it two nachos?
That's a couple.
Two chips?
Two nachos.
Mm. With the cheese sauce on it? The cheese crap on it?
And probably one jalapeno pepper on each. This is a little sliver, though, not the whole pepper.
What a treat. And also a couple of drinks. So you get a couple of drinks and a pair of nachos. So, again, I don't know what that means.
That says eat dinner before you go. That's what that means.
It's like when we give away the lift tickets for Telluride.
I love that. It's my favorite.
Yeah, as long as you have your own ride to the airport, your plane ticket, your hotel room, your cash, your skis, your poles, your jacket, your boots, your rent a car, all your drink money, all your souvenir money, all your telephone money, your incidentals, your taxes. As long as you have that all wrapped up, we'll give you a day on the slopes.
Have people done that? Has anyone gone on that?
I think so.
Really?
I don't
when
know.
When did they realize?
It must cost you $12,000 to use that gift. It's really unbelievable. All right, let's take another call here before we take a break. How about Ernie and Fulton? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, guys? What's up, Frank? It's Big Ernie.
Hey, Big Ernie.
Oh, man, what's up? You know, I don't mean to change the subject, but hey, Frank, I got my girl in the car, and I was telling her about what we were talking about today, so she wants to talk to you.
Oh, she does, huh? We were talking about boobs or asses.
Oh, yeah.
A man or an ass man, and Big Ern called, and he said that he likes big, juicy ass, and his girlfriend's got an ass on my ass album.
Right.
Yeah, she does. Hey, Frank, here
she is,
man.
She's got a small one?
Big one. It's a big, juicy ass.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
You going to let Ernie destroy that tonight?
Yeah, yes, he will. We are almost on the way home. And I just want to say I am part of Frank's army.
Well, thank you, sweetheart.
Well, thank you. And I just want to say thank you for admiring my butt so much.
Oh, I like it. USDA choice. You got a tattoo right there on her cheek.
Yeah, that was my very first tattoo.
And watch, if you're driving through Vernon, watch out for Craig.
I know. It's a glass eyeball.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, baby.
Okay, bye.
Oh, there she goes. All right, folks, if you got completely effed this week by the stock market, you're down and out. Nothing like company when you're miserable as F. Frank Kramer is with us, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Frank Kramer joins us. Always nice to see you, dude.
Oh, I'm sore.
Yes. Nikki in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Ah, I didn't think you guys were going to get to me.
Oh, please, babe.
Are you guys drinking?
Not yet, but
we're going to.
Might get there.
I really just wanted to say, I don't think you guys have anything to worry about. I think if you guys just hang on to what you got, I mean, seriously, I know nothing about any of this, but I'm
well,
sure
we'll
you didn't
take our advice from you.
Please take your advice from me.
Will you be my agent?
I know you didn't buy your houses at the top of the market, and I know you don't need to dump all your stocks right now. It seems like if you just hang on to everything, you have good jobs, and you guys should be okay.
Yeah.
What if they don't want to hang on to us anymore?
No, they're going to hang on to you. You guys are awesome. And by the way, I really appreciate the way that you guys support each other, and that's why I love listening to Tom's show, because I never know if it's going to be Adam or if it's going to be Frank or whoever's going to pop in and say hi. And you guys are really supportive of each other, and I really appreciate that. I think
it's
pretty cool.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you very much.
Actually, Tim's paying me to
thanks for calling. Yeah.
By the way, hey, I really want to come in and watch one of your shows. And the last time I called in, the lady, I forget her name, she said that Tim was actually quite shy about people coming in and watching the show. So if Frosty and Heidi and Frank want to have
No.
In?
Listen, you can come in on this show anytime you want.
Really?
Yeah. Hold on one sec. We'll hook you up with Gina, and Gina will get all the details. Hey, turn Gina's mic on.
Hi, Nikki. Hi, sweetie. Yeah, no, you talked to me last time. Yeah, okay. Okay, God, this is hard. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to come out and say it between you and me because I really do feel like I can trust you. Tim's very abusive. He's a compulsive liar. And he always says that you can come in, but if I let you come in, he's
going to kill her, Mike. Kill her, Mike. Please.
It won't
Jesus
turn off.
Christ. All right, Pat in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Jesus Christ. True statement out there. Hey.
Hi, this is Pat from Long Beach. I just wanted to let everyone know, everything's going good, and, I'm a locksmith, so I haven't lost my job or anything, so business is good for me, so sorry about everyone else.
Well, thanks for checking in.
Okay.
Take
are you
care.
Completely S-canned right now? Are you completely drunk?
No, I'm just chilling out watching wrestling, yeah.
Couple of beers? Hey, Pat, Hey, has anybody said in your life, in your personal life, your crowd that surrounds you, that when you're drunk, the phone isn't your friend?
God.
All right, get out of here, Jacob. Chris in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello. Hey. How are you guys this evening?
Good.
Pretty good.
Hey, I was calling. Well, I listen to Tim Conway as much as possible, not while Prison Break is on. No offense. But
none taken.
I email Frank. Well, I was calling to talk to Frank, but I went to the birthday bash, on Friday, Saturday. I can't even recall. I've been drinking and whatnot. But yeah. I sent you a stack of pictures on Sunday and then emailed you or whatnot. And then, but I wanted to... I'm sorry. I wanted to compliment you on the T-shirts.
You okay? Like those?
I bought two Frank Army T-shirts. Wow. Originally, I'm sorry?
One to sleep in and one is to wear around?
No. Oh. No, I'm dazed and confused. Sorry. But I wanted to get a brown one. Then I ended up getting a black one for $20 with the Frank Army logo
That's right.
on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And
fell apart.
But then I bought another
sir, is this,
one. For...
Is this a return?
Yeah. No. Because
we'll have to send you
I
to a return.
Because okay. I ended up getting two because I was thinking of.
You know,
I went
hold
to
on
the...
one sec. This is what the guy who works at Target and returns has to deal with all day long. This mumbling of thoughts that aren't really connected, and
that's why you have to stay on hold so long because there's some guy ahead of you telling the story about the shirt that fell apart.
No, I kicked Frank a bowl, dude, and got a picture and everything.
All right.
But, hello?
Yes.
Good times, brother.
So I wrote a letter to Frank or whatever, but I wanted to compliment you because I ended up getting a shirt with the truck on it for $25. It's a black shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was worried about, because I work where there's like the air conditioning's really weak, and I was really worried about if I was going to be sweating my ass off. And
right.
those shirts, like the fabric's really, really cool, and it really breathes and stuff.
It does.
No, I had a bunch of different reasons why I was calling. I mean, the last time I called.
Did you get the shirt off the website?
No, I bought it in person.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Frank actually autographed it.
But
like,
you
I sent
go,
you a picture.
I mean, if you wanted to buy a shirt. Hold on one sec. We're going to give a site a plug here, dude. But if you wanted to buy the shirt, you could go to frankarmy.com, right?
Yeah, I started that at the birthday bash, basically, the day it launched. And wanted to give something back.
And are the proceeds going anywhere?
Yeah, to me and to... to some
your daughter?
Some charities. Girl's name charity at the strip club. But, I mean...
That's pretty cool.
Part of the proceeds are going to some charities.
Excellent. All right, go to Frank Army.
The Frank Army Foundation.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So you could do that, and I looked at a couple
far,
and the one is that I'm really liking is Abortions for Fatties. They do great work.
You pay for fat chicks to get abortions?
Yeah. It's a charity that I've been looking into, and I think that everyone would like more money to go there.
You know, I saw some pictures from that birthday bash. And I saw that you had dressed up and cleaned up for it. And I saw that Heidi did.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked and, geez, Frosty's still in that same
T-shirt. He wore
t-shirt.
That to work that day. I couldn't believe that. It's like, oh, my God, dude.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
Yeah, he really went for it. Huh?
You know, he's starting to look more and more like Billie Jean King every day, isn't he? I mean, like a fat Billie Jean King.
You know, he absolutely looks a lot like, and I heard him talk about this on the show, he looks, Frosty looks a lot like Tim Russert.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing how much they look alike.
See, I think that when Tim Russert died, Frosty got all these aspirations to, like, take his place.
Oh, possible.
So he's, like, thinking that he's going to be the next Tim Russert because he has the look.
Yeah, and he's got... It's exactly... If you look up Tim Russert and you see a picture of Frosty, it's an exact match. John and Fulton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, Frosty's a pole smoker. Hey, I'm a trust fund baby, and I'm getting affected in all this, too, man. I went from... $5,000 a month to now $3,600.
Oh, boy.
How can you live?
I don't know, man. I got to hold down a part-time job now.
Jesus Christ. How long have you been getting $5,000 a month?
I'm 36 now since I was 21.
Wow. Love that.
Yeah.
Is this your first job?
Nah, man. I held just odd jobs here and there. I was tweaking for a while. Now I'm straight and narrow.
So
60 grand a year at the right out of the gate. That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude. My old man's he works in Mexico, and he works for a major company over there that makes toys, and he kicks me down some cash every month.
Good for him.
Yeah, just to stay out of his hair.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a few bucks if you promise not to call us anymore.
What toys are Mexicans known for?
All right, thanks, John. Yeah, what? I don't know what the...
I never turned something over and said made in Mexico. Because it was that, like that cup with the ball.
Yeah, there's the ball and the cup, and there's also the wind-up robot toy that you get on Alvera Street.
Okay.
All right, Steve and Corona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, fellas, how you guys doing?
Hey. All right.
So I'm wondering, because you're a gambler, you can deduct your losses on your IRS. Can I deduct my 22G that I lost this week?
I don't know if you can deduct that. I know that when you gamble, you got to show a lot of losses in order to deduct any money.
Oh, okay.
And it's real tough to show the IRS losses when it comes to gambling.
Yeah, that bailout's working out really well.
Yeah,
like, so it doesn't really matter.
Like if you bet, for instance, one of the reasons to bet on with TVG and is because TVG,
plug.
Yeah, they'll keep track of all the money you've gambled, and they saved me. TVG saved me $6,500.
They doubled it to you in the end of the year.
No, what they did is, I said to the IRS 2 years ago, I said I lost, $3,000. In gambling, right? And they sent me back a bill. Oh, no, I said I lost $6,000 in gambling. And they sent me back a bill saying, you know, they didn't have any, you know, there's no losses to offset it. You owe us taxes on that. And I had to pay like, I think it was like $3,800 or $3,900. So I called TVG and I go, hey, these guys, the IRS is on my ass. Do you have a document of how much money I won and lost for 2006? And they said, we'll FedEx it to you. The next day, the FedEx gets there, and it's all the money I bet, all the money I won, and you can just figure out the losses, send that to the IRS, and the IRS said, that's cool. You skate.
And how long is this after you? You still bet there all the time? That's your main thing?
Yeah.
Horses?
Yeah.
Mainly?
Yeah. Well, yeah, about 90% horses.
NFL?
Then I go to, NFL, it's too long
sucker
for
bet.
Me. It's 3 hours, and then you just double your money. You know, at the track, you can spend... You can double your money in a minute 10, you know, on a quick race. So it's ball games are too long for me, you know, too crazy.
You like the Dodgers?
To win, no. I actually would have bet on the Philadelphia Phillies to take it all. But I didn't bet money on it like an idiot. But I think, you know, Philadelphia is up 2-0 right now. They beat the Dodgers today 8-5. And, you know, it's really weird is the National League has played two of their – of their playoff games before the American League ever played one. So the Phillies are up 2-0 this afternoon before Tampa Bay and the Red Sox even played one game.
Are they playing now?
Yeah, they're playing right now, I think.
What the hell are we watching then?
Yeah, what is it score of that? Is that game still on?
Yeah, I think it's still on.
I don't think, you know, I don't know, at 9 o'clock, I don't think it still is. But check it out, it's ESPN.com. They got a lot of sports crap over there.
Look,
that's
man,
all
how much
the
money
show
are you
is.
Making on the side, man.
Yeah, that's all the show is. ESPN.com. Check it out. And if you want to gamble,
they're in the middle of the ninth right now.
What is it?
They're in the middle of the ninth.
Middle of the ninth. What score?
The score is Boston 9, Tampa Bay 4.
Oh, look at that. That's in Tampa Bay too. I believe. Is that right?
I think so.
What's lower team on that two scores?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. So the game's in Tampa Bay. Did you know that's how you tell where the home team is?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to ESPN.
Whatever team is on the bottom, that's the home team. I'm like teaching a second grader, like my son about sports. You got that, my son?
I think I get it. Hey, it's on the bottom. Look at that.
That's the home team. All right. Frank Kramer is with us. We're going to do news at 9 o'clock with Gina Grant. What's going on with that news, Gina?
Well, Sarah Palin needs to brush up on her improv skills, and we think we know Britney Spears, but we have no idea. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, boy. I don't know if you heard this, too, but Sarah Palin's going to be doing Saturday Night Live. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that I just ruined the story for you? Oh, please. Don't flip me off. Like, you know, either. All right, let's do the story right now. What's the story? She's so pissed.
Well, it's official. Sarah Palin is doing Saturday Night Live.
All right, get out of here. All right, Saturday Night Live, and that should be, I think it's October 25th. Okay. All right, Frank Kramer's with us. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.